嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
最近办公室的小伙伴们常常一起去健身，然后其中有几个开始上去了游泳课。今天要和大家说一说这个游泳。 Do you know the word? 游泳。
Swim。
看吧，都说他中文很好。 But the thing is, every time we need to say 游泳, all we could think of is the word swim.
Okay, so I guess today we should talk about other words and phrases related to 游泳。
所以今天要给大家说几个其他的和游泳有关的词或者短语。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，然后回复笔记两个字就好了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
Okay, so first up is the most common word for this action and the most basic, just swim.
Swim 这个词呢是描述游泳这个动作最基本的一个词汇，所以它也是用的最多的。那比如说游泳运动我们叫做 swimming, 那游泳池我们叫做 swimming pool.
Right, and a good example is it's a hot day, so I'll go for a swim in the afternoon.
So just checking, can you swim?
I know how to swim, but I don't enjoy swimming.
OK, 那像卡拉老师这种不会游泳的人啊，有时候一起跟过去玩了，那么我能做的就只是在潜水区 splash around.
So just sit there and splash about, making a mess, water everywhere.
那 splash 这个词呢，就是它本来的意思是使液体溅起，所以 splash around 就是在水里面嬉戏，拍打着游水，所以呢，我们也可以讲成 splash about。说到 splash 这个词，想给大家推荐一首歌，一首洗澡神曲，叫做 Splish Splash from Bobby Darin, I guess.
It's a very old song.
Yeah.
An example for splashing would be the babies have a good time splashing about in the swimming pool.
But it don't have to be in the swimming pool, right? I mean, we can also say, for example, splash around in the bath.
Right, or, you know, outside sometimes we have something in a garden, like a little pool for the birds, a bird bath. The birds are splashing about in the bird bath.
我们刚刚说了 splash, 它本来就是指使液体泼溅，所以呢，它可以和游泳有关，也可以表示其他的事情。比如说 splash around in the bath, 就是在浴缸里面玩水。那再比如说 the water splashed about in the bucket, 就是这个水在桶里边晃来晃去飞溅出来的意思。
A verb phrase that I have heard British people use is go for a paddle, which paddle would be just to walk around in some shallow, not deep water with maybe no shoes or socks on. Barefoot walking in shallow water is to go for a paddle.
Yes, 给大家拼写一下这个词，也许不认识 paddle. 它本来用的最多的意思是船桨，但是在这里呢，它是指这个在海边涉水、淌水的意思，在比较浅的地方，可能脱了鞋袜，然后在那里淌水这个意思。
And since I'm from America, to me, go for a paddle sounds like hitting somebody with something.
好，所以大家注意一下，这个是英式英语。对于Joseph 这样的美国朋友来说，它可能就是完全另外一个意思了。好，给大家举个例子。We live right next to the beach, so we can go for a paddle anytime we want. What?
Still, to me, just sounds like you're going to hit somebody with something.
好，不是打人的意思啊。他意思是我们就住在沙滩边，所以想什么时候去海边游水都可以。 Okay, stop laughing.
And then when talking about swimming, we have a word that we can use to describe a quick or brief swim, and it would be a dip. So you can take a dip or go for a dip.
这个要注意一下，首先注意一下这个词是 DIP, 所以它发的是短音 dip, 不要发成 deep, 啊。那么 dip 这个词呢，它有沾水、浸水的意思，所以它所指的游泳是特别指那种短时间内的游泳，比这个 swim 要更加随意一些。那我们翻译成小游一会儿或者游两圈，可能更加贴切一点吧。
And an example for a sentence with dip is, let's take a dip in the lake, the temperature is perfect.
比如说我们去小游两圈吧，这温度非常的合适啊。
But maybe when you go swimming, you don't like to swim for fun, you want to swim just for some good exercise, then you can say, do some lengths.
最后一个呢 length 这个词大家可能都认识，就是浪的名词形式嘛，长度。那么这里呢，它指的就是泳池的那个长度，所以如果我讲 two lengths 就是两个泳池的泳程，也就是游一个来回的意思，那么 do some lengths 就没有问题了吧，就是动词短语游几个来回。
Right, and you can replace the word some with some exact numbers if you were talking about what you like to do every time you exercise. Maybe I do this exercise, then I do that, and I finish my day with five lengths in the pool.
这个 sum 呢我们可以换成准确的数字有了几个来回，或者呢我们也可以换成比如说什么 several 啊，或者 a couple of， 就其他的量词。那比如说 She did a couple of lengths in the swimming pool and she's short of breath， 就是她在泳池游了几个来回之后呢现在有点气短。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。讲真，夏天就要结束了，大家抓住尾巴还可以去游两回。
And it's a really quick and healthy way to lose weight unless you don't know how to swim. Wouldn't be so healthy.
对，所以而且游泳是一个很快的很健康的减肥方式，大家都知道，所以大家可能会想要去学，但是我不需要。好了，那今天节目就到这儿了，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
拜拜。
See you next week.